This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Lots of you out there are keen to do it. That is, record your own audio. Now, it could be your own podcast you want to make, or do your own interviews, either for your own enjoyment or perhaps so you can get in touch and share your thoughts with the Weekly Connect. Of course, to do that, you need to have some kind of kit, don't you? You need something to record on. Well, one of our listeners has been in touch to tell us about one such device she has found that's not only very cheap, but it's effective and, most importantly, it's fully accessible. Here's Julie Roddaway from Liverpool.
Welcome to MicroSpeak, a very simple but effective voice recorder. This is a very nice recorder indeed, really beautiful quality. Files are recorded in mono WAV format, but the quality is superb. The recorder is made of a very durable solid plastic. You'll hear it in my hand. Can easily fit into your pocket. If you hold it so that the speaker is at the top, below the speaker is a long red bar, and this is the record button, and all you do is press the record button and then wait for a bleep and start speaking. Below the record button is an LCD display, below which there are three buttons. There is, on the far left, rewind, next is pause and play, and next to that is the next button. The great thing about this little device is that it's accessible. On the bottom there is a switch, and if you slide it to the left, this is what happens.
Ready, battery high.
So I'm going to press the record button now. So you've heard the bleep, the recorder has bleeped at me, and I believe there are visual indications to show that the recording is being made as well. To stop the recording, I just press the record button again. You hear a series of bleeps. This indicates that the recording is being saved. I'm going to play that now by pressing the play button. So you've heard the bleep, the recorder has bleeped at me. And I believe I'm going to stop that. Now, if I want to erase that recording, I just press and hold the play button down and you'll hear what happens.
Delete file, yes or no?
And I press the previous button or the rewind button to say yes, and it bleeps to confirm, and you press the play button again.
File deleted.
If you want to skip through messages, if you press play and you hear recording you don't want, just press either the rewind or the fast forward button to skip through each message. There is a USB port on the bottom of the recorder, and this charges the lithium battery and also acts as data transfer, because you can transfer recordings between it and the computer. It also plays MP3 files as well. These have to be stored in a folder called Recordings, but it will play them just fine. So there you have it, MicroSpeak, a very simple but effective voice recorder.
Thank you, Julie. And if you love your tech news, or you're maybe dabbling in technology, then there is a show for you. We call it Tech Talk, and I host it along with two other blind and partially sighted people called Sean Priest and Kerry Doyle. The show goes out Tuesdays at 1 on RNIB Connect Radio, and you can also get it on our Audioboom podcast. If you're on the podcast already, then all you have to do is search for Tech Talk, and you'll notice it. Some call it the yellow show. If you're partially sighted, you'll find it, because it is a big yellow box with the words Tech Talk in it. That's how a lot of people now refer to the show. But yeah, Tech Talk you'll find on iTunes. You'll get it on Audioboom and all the usual places, on podcast. And as I say, Tuesdays at 1 on RNIB Connect Radio. If you want to dabble in tech news, it's not for geeks, it's for everyone.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.